For 364 days, they cost nothing, but for one special night a year, Talkeetna's bachelors fetch a hefty price. And this year's 32nd annual Talkeetna Bachelor Auction was the most successful ever. KTNA's Melis Cody has more.
The average price for a bachelor this year was $335. Many of the bachelors, like Dave Keisha, were surprised by their value on the auction block.
Paid a whole lot of money for me. $700.
Allison Kier, a woman from Anchorage in the Army Reserve and a logistics coordinator for Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, was pleased with her purchase.
Just hit it off with Dave and great chatter, and he's just very good. Yeah, actually, we had good conversation. Yeah, just fun, and I'm, you know, when you're the over 40 group.
I'm actually really glad you bought me. Thank you.
So anyway, yeah, we just hit it off. Hit it up and friends and stuff. So I said, no, he's not getting away from me. Not this weekend.
All proceeds from the event are donated to Talkeetna's nonprofits, with the biggest donations going to groups helping women and children in crisis. Traditionally, the event has been very tongue-in-cheek. It was invented as a stunt 32 years ago to draw bigger winter crowds to the town's historic bar, the Fairview Inn. However, increasingly real matches are being made. Bachelors who are overlooked by their jaded female neighbors, or forced to compete for a small pool of local women, are given a bigger audience this first Saturday of every December. Once purchased by a woman, the winning bidder is promised a flower, photo with their bachelor, a drink, and a dance. The rest is up to the couple. Several marriages have their origins in this event. During the Wilderness Women Contest, an event held the afternoon of the same day, Eric Denkelwalter, a spectator, proudly held his granddaughter Rosemary. Her parents, Margaret and Kelly, met during this same event 3 years ago.
I have a bachelor auction baby in my arms. Margaret is the mom. She won the Wilderness Woman Contest, 3 years ago now? And this is the result right here.
The bachelor auction is a great place for women to find a man, but it's also a great place for women to hang out with other women. There was a lot of camaraderie in the Sheldon Community Arts Hangar as over 200 women gathered to bid on 41 bachelors. The hall was so packed that hopeful women were even being turned away at the door. The venue took on a Vegas meets Talkeetna feel as groups of women plotted and strategized, setting bidding limits, trading auction cards to procure their lucky number, and offering to pool money together so their friends could purchase their favorite picks. Well-dressed and often scantily dressed men energized the event as they strutted down a catwalk. Although it takes a lot of courage for these shy and reticent men to put themselves out on display, some said the jitters actually set in later.
I don't know. I just felt more nervous after I got done on stage than at before for some reason. So,
for all the fun, the focus was still on charity. Talkeetna's bachelors raised over $14,000 for local charities. Most of the bachelors worked hard to acquire donations from businesses and sold with additional generous prizes like scenic flights, gift certificates, and handmade items. Lindsay Hall, the biggest philanthropist of the night, purchased 5 bachelors, including Tommy Potter, the most expensive man of the evening, for $900.
I had to have the hat. I had to have the hat.
Tommy came with his own well-crafted fur hat made from the first coyote he ever shot and adorned with bear claws from a bear he took with a bow and arrow.
13 is my lucky number. I'm thinking I should go home with 13, don't you? I couldn't pass that up with his bear claws and, you know, his, anyway, it was real cute. I needed to make some donations, so this was a great cause.
From Talkeetna, where the odds are good, but the goods are getting more expensive, this is Melis Cody.